Welcome to the Solid Man Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Curry, licensed marriage and family therapist. SolidMan.com is an ongoing conversation designed to empower men to master the art of being a man. All right, gentlemen. So now we're going to be talking about the Solid Man competencies. So what's really important about a competency is getting good at something, becoming a master at something eventually. And so it's really important to be able to think about the different categories. As you start to work on becoming a solid man, there are a few things that you kind of need to get good at. And as you read through the material, as you work through this stuff, you're going to find a lot of different things that are really important. The competencies, however, are what you need to become good at. Beginning to think about, how do I actually become competent and move toward mastery? And the first solid man competency, I have five listed here. And the first one is the check-in. And the check-in, you're going to find that throughout the material where I actually talk about checking in, looking at what's going on inside of you, just checking in. It's awareness. It's being awake. It's attunement to yourself. It's mindfulness, connecting to yourself, or making the unconscious conscious. Some people will talk about the whole idea of awareness and mindfulness as being red-pilled. You'll see that a lot in the Manosphere conversation, what a lot of people talk about being red-pilled. Actually, it's kind of leaking out into the full culture right now, that whole idea of just being awake. And the red pill comes from the Matrix. When Morpheus essentially gave Neo an option. You can take the red pill or the blue pill. The red pill would be, now you're going to be able to see life for how it really is, and see the world for how it really is and how this thing works. And the blue pill would be just go back to your old oblivious life and kind of just live the way you've always had. And in the Matrix, it was actually being in this little tube where I'm in a, where I've got all this stuff connected to me and my body is being used for energy to be able to run the whole system. It was kind of a crazy concept, but the, that thing in the back of his head was just basically, giving him something, a simulation that made him feel like he was living life. But he was oblivious. He was really not alive. It was just a simulation. And so becoming red-pilled is actually starting to really think about life for the way it is. And checking in is a really powerful part of that because you become mindful of what's really going on outside of you and inside of you. That's the most important part of this. So the check-in is so important because a massive part of the solid man process is becoming internally referenced instead of externally referenced, and really listening to all the really good resources that are in your body, in yourself. And so that's a really big part of this. And so the check-in is essentially just creating systems of self-awareness. Where and when do I actually check in and ask myself questions and think about what's going on inside of me? So the first part of this whole thing, and this is pretty much essential, it's really simple. The simple check-in just requires breathing. So it always starts with just taking two deep breaths. I should have asked, do this with me. And be able to just kind of do that, just kind of maybe take a couple deep breaths right now. And let's do it again. So it feels really good. Just two deep breaths. Takes about 10, 15 seconds is all it takes. And every time you take a deep breath, two deep breaths like that, everybody, whenever you do that, you feel more relaxed. You feel more refreshed, and it always gives your brain more oxygen. It just is a really, really good thing. It's just a moment to take time out, and you can do this at any moment in the most intense times of your life, like right when you're going to be, let's say you're going to even get in a fist fight. Take a couple deep breaths and prepare yourself for something. If you're in an argument, if you're going to go do a weightlifting thing, or you're going to do your personal best, and it's like you always would take two deep breaths or a few breaths and just be ready for whatever is coming up. It always prepares you. It never is going to be a problem for taking two deep breaths. It gives you such good a good set reset, just in the really quick, in those few seconds. So the first thing is just to breathe. And that's the first part of checking in. Another part of checking in is just, there's two big categories of when you would do this. So the finding regular times to check in, that would be different times during your life, transitions. I actually think peeing is a really good time to check in. You stop during your day. What else are you going to do, except for you do have to keep your aim for sure and pay attention to that. But other than that, just kind of breathe and ask yourself the big questions of check in. It's a great time. Transitions like getting in your car. Maybe sometimes people will go, if I go into another room, if it's a moment before I go into a meeting, different things like that. Could be during your quiet time during the day. If you take time to meditate or if you take time to pray, just to breathe and check in with yourself. It's really important to have regular times throughout your day, 5 or 6 of those times. It's really important. And then the second time it's really essential to be able to check in is when things are hot emotionally. When the emotional energy is really escalating, when it's really moving up, or when you find yourself in your lizard brain, and that's the fight, flight, or flee. Let's see, fight, flight, or freeze. Mechanism that's in your body, and that fight or flight is always there when you're afraid of something. So let's say you're getting a moment where you get the fight or flight because you're going to speak in public, or you're in an argument, or something happens to you when you're driving. Those moments, the lizard brain takes over and shoots adrenaline into your body. And when the lizard brain is running the show, you are not aware. You're not noticing anything. You're oblivious. Your body is there doing whatever it needs to protect you, but you're not thinking about it. And not until you actually say something like, I'm in the lizard brain. Or, man, I just felt this deep rush of adrenaline. Or whatever it is, that's the moment that the PFC, that's the prefrontal cortex, actually takes over. And that's a really important part of capturing the lizard brain. Because rarely are we actually in danger when the lizard brain goes off. You know, maybe when you're driving, that's a total danger. But for the most part, for humans in our life now, it's not a lot of times when we're actually literally in danger. It's usually perceived danger or something that I feel is unsafe. But usually it's not. Like if you're in an argument with your wife, not danger. It depends on who your wife is. But the thing about it, usually it's just an argument. I'm not in danger. I can think in my prefrontal cortex and kind of go, okay, what's going on with me? Because the prefrontal cortex is where you start to actually notice. And that's a really important part of this whole process. So when you do your check-in, whether it's a regular time or whether it's a hot emotional time, the most important thing is when you see and hear and notice, you're going to just ask yourself personal questions. Like, what is going on? What's going on inside of me? What am I feeling right now? What do I want? What do I need right now? Or you can even think about what's going on outside of me. Like if you're driving and there's crazy stuff, people are being insane. Sometimes it's really weird, whether it's a full moon or whatever. There are times when you just go, are you kidding me? This is crazy how fast or how many occurrences there are of being cut off or people being stupid. It's interesting how that happens. But being able to say, there's craziness going on outside of me, but being able to go back inside, what's happening inside of me. And it's so important to remember the process of checking in. In those moments, remember, I need to check in with myself. I need to listen to myself. And I need to practice doing this. So when I talk about the regular times of checking in, it is kind of like practice. Like if you remember being in a sport, like football, basketball, where you did the drills all the time. And you did this drill, you did that drill. So let's say the layup drill, which everybody does that over. You probably do, if you played basketball, you probably did that like tens of thousands of times doing the layup. And so when you do a layup in practice, then what happens in a game? You just do the natural muscle memory, and it's practice. And when the real time comes in, I know how to do this, and I know what to do. I know how to breathe. I know how to listen. I know how to ask myself these really, really important questions. What's going on inside of me right now? And then really beginning to think, what's the best thing to do or say? That's a really powerful part of listening and gathering wisdom, is at that moment, being able to say those two things or answer those two things. What do I need to do? What do I need to say? It's usually one of those two things that's an outcome. And so when I start to listen to what's going on inside of me, I have a massive amount of internal resources. And this is in lesson four, the internal resource, a list, and there's so many things. And so if you remember, if you've already read that, there's the heart, and that's things which are moved. That's your intuitive, your humor, your instinctive, your passion, emotions, your wants, your well-being, love, compassion, spirit, connection with the divine or your source, your shame resilience. These are things that move within you. So that moment when you feel your eyes well up, when you're moved, that's kind of what I'm talking about. That's the heart. So at any given moment, any one of these things will be a resource which will give you really good information about where to go, what to think about, what's happening inside of you. The second category is the soul, and I call that the part of you that doesn't move. Things that stay solid, that's your identity, your personality, your personal value or worth, your confidence, your intention or volition, your will, your purpose or your calling, your character or your moral compass, your values and the boundaries you have, things that don't move. So at any given moment, as you check in with yourself, these are there as well to be able to think about, okay, this is what's going on, or this is what's being pushed against, or this is what is at play right now. That's an important part of this. So that's another category. The next one is your mind. And your mind is actually a huge part of this whole thing of checking in, because your mind is the thing that is mindful. And so understanding that you have intelligence and imagination and curiosity and wonder and your interpretation of things going on around you, your understanding, your memories, but most important, your mindfulness and awareness. It's all there. That's your mind giving you really important information as you process this. And remember, the mind is not the king. The mind is just the interpreter telling you what you think is going on. And that's a really important thing, to listen to all the categories of your internal resources. Next thing is the strength. Your body, your energy, your sexuality, your presence, voice, your frame, your personal authority, your own influence, and your integrity. These are all categories of strength within you. And as you attach to these resources and listen to them, like for instance, you breathe deep, your body makes a shift, and you can listen. What's happening to my body right now? Am I nervous? Am I anxious? Do I feel that tightness in my chest? Do I feel my hair standing up on the back of my neck? These are all things that are, when you check in, that your body's telling you that something's going on. And that's an important part of this, as well as all these other categories as well in your strength. So your internal resources are really a profound thing. They are resources to help you to decide what is going on, what are you feeling, what's the wisest move to make, what's the wisest thing to say. At any given moment, you have a ton of internal resources to attend to be able to make a really good decision. So essentially, the check-in is just really about posture. It's just about being. It's being here. It's being present. It's being you in your own life, actually listening to what's happening to you. It's following your internal resources and listening to those to be able to think about, what do I do next? And so really, all it is just be. Just be you. You don't have any need to prove or accomplish. Just be you. You're okay. You've got this. Just be present. So be here now, breathe deeply, and just listen. Listen to what's going on inside of you. That's what the check-in is all about. And the check-in, remember, is easily the most important competency that you could be competent in as you develop and strengthen yourself becoming a solid man. The solid man process, from the start to the end, requires that you check in with yourself and become internally referenced. It's a really, really powerful part of living well and living strong and living solid. So, with that, stay solid, my friends.